Some students of the WA campus of the University of Development Studies have appealed to government to intensify the provision of adequate infrastructure and other facilities from the basic level to the senior high school level. This will enable more children to have access to education. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the student said though the free SHS being proposed by the NPP is laudable, they are of the view that the resources must first be used to strengthen basic education, which is the foundation, and provide adequate infrastructure and more trained teachers.
I think free HSS as is being propagated by the MPP, for now it is their policy which they want to pursue. So as a development student, I think every student, as far as education is concerned, every Ghanaian student must have access to education. And so as the MPP is trying to propagate free HSS, I think it's in the right direction. But that notwithstanding, infrastructure should also be put in place. Have they considered infrastructure? What are the mechanisms to ensure that the free HSS will be possible?
The free HSS, I don't think it's a good idea now because we are still under development. We are not developed. And for that matter, it's good the government should try and put the infrastructure first, because during their MPP regime, they brought a system of what? 4 years HSS, which affected some of us because we were there without any dormitory. There was no place for us. What? We were sitting in the dormitory. And for that matter, it's good they put the infrastructure first before we can now move. It should be in a what? Step by step. Or
I think quality counts. I don't think this free HSS education will help us, because there are 1,001 graduates in the system who do not have work to do. So instead of free education, I think the resources should rather be channeled into providing work for the youth.
You heard views of some students of WA campus of UDS on the positions of NDC and NPP on education.